We continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Sha'ar Bet up to Perek Chet. What the Nefesh HaChaim explained to us in Perek Zayin before was that our Torah and Mitzvot is like the Mazon, is the Mazon of the world. Because the Itchabrut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Olamot is depending on our Torah and Mitzvot. And if Chas V'Shalom we do sins, then it's like the world is eating poisonous food. And that causes a vacuum of Elakut. It causes the Shechinah to be mistalek. He causes a pgam and a kilkul gadol, v'tashut koach, in the worlds. And then he said at the end of Perek Zayin, I don't know if we read clearly the last few lines, at the end of Perek Zayin, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Enam chozrim le'etan bri'utam v'tikunam ha'amiti ki mekedem, and the olamot are not restored back to the way, to the state they were before, ad asher yitroknu elu kochot ha'tum'ah, until the kochot ha'tum'ah that took over because of the chataim, until they will be poured out, emptied out. And how does that happen? We didn't read the last lines of Perek Zayin last week. Al yedei kibul ha'adam onsho ha'ra'ui lo, one of two ways. Again, we want to be metaken the chataim. To be metaken the chataim that we did means to be mitaken the kilkul that was caused by our chataim. The kilkul that was caused by our chataim is that the itchabrut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world was kivyachol weakened, and kochot ha-tum'ah took over. The only way for us to be mitaken that is either by the person receiving his punishment. The onesh is an act of kapara which causes the hitroknut of kochot ha-tum'ah. The kochot ha-tum'ah, the evil forces that have taken over because of the chataim, are removed from the olamot through a person receiving his onesh. Something to be me'ayen, to understand why and how that happens, whether it's because when a person receives a punishment, he becomes more anav, he becomes more humble. So when humility settles in, that pushes out kochot ha-tum'ah. It's one way of understanding it. Bitul, the onesh is a certain, it's a type of bitul on the person. So it has to do with the anava. וכמו שכתוב בראיה מהם לפנחס, שעל ידי זה ממילא מגוי גרשו כרגע סף ותמו, ואז ממילא מתרפא, I'm reading at the end of פרק ז', ואז ממילא מתרפא הפגם והקלקול של העולמות, ונתהרים מחלאת זוהמתם וחוזרים לתיקונם הראשון, so that's one way, through onesh, או על ידי התשובה השלמה והאמיתית, or through perfect teshuva shemagat at shorsha ha'elyon hanikra olam teshuva, which reaches all the way to the shoresh ha'elyon, which is the world of teshuva, alma decheru, the world of cherut, free from sin, unehiru ila'a dekola, and it's a world of only light. If you remember in Sha'ar Aleph, we learned how far teshuva goes. Umisham mitorer, so by teshuva there is a special tosefet or and kedusha that is brought to that source all the way up of olama teshuva, and from there misham mitorer venimshach or elyon kadosh, from there comes back down a special light asher hu mei mikve tahara, it's like waters of a mikve lirchotzu letaher kol lichluch pisolet kochot atum'a vehem betelim vechalim, it clears out, it's like it flushes out, you know, we have to use human words, it flushes out the poison is kochot ha-tum'ah. Ve'hu inyan ha-katuv, im rachatz Hashem et so'at benot Zion, ve'zarakti alechem mayim tehorim. So, Now, in Perek Chet, it immediately follows what we just said. Zeu ma'amaram, there's a statement, and this might remind you, we learned, he's going to repeat something that he said in Shar Aleph. There's a statement in Masechet Baba Kama, Dafnun Amud Aleph, Kol ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Yivatru Chayohi. Anyone who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, anyone who says that Hashem is magnanimous, Hashem, he looks away, he doesn't really care. If we do something bad, umvater. You know, chas v'shalom to say such a thing. Yivatru chayoi, it says. It's a big punishment. It's a serious thing to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater. That he doesn't care if we do something bad. Asher lechaora niflet. The truth is, this statement is a pele. Anyone who hears this, there is a moment of, What's wrong with saying that? Isn't Hashem Rav Chesed? Isn't he, Malech Rachamim? Chesed v'Rachamim? He's Chanuna Marbel Isloach? He's so forgiving. So I can't say that he's a Vatran? What's so wrong about saying that? וכבר נתבהר קצת למעלה בשער א' פרק י' ב'. ולדברנו כאן העניין יותר מבואר וטוב טעם. He says, according to what we learned here, we can understand this very clearly, he says. שאינו על דרך הנקימה חס ושלום. It's not a matter of, vengefulness, of taking revenge. הקדוש ברוך הוא is not a מבטר. No, he exacts punishment because it's, you did that, then you get this, revenge. If that's what the statement was, so then the kushya that we have is in place. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malei Rachamim. Of course he is. He gave us the way how to be forgiven. That's the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Horeta teshuva lanu horeta. We say in El Melech Yoshev al Kisei Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you showed us the way of teshuva. Tov v'yashar Hashem. Al ken yorech hatayim badarech. We say in Le David, we sit down, we say, Tov v'yashar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. Al ken yorech hatayim badarech, hatayim im dagesh. He therefore guides the wicked on the path. Baal chesed does not mean, it's okay, you could do whatever you want, I don't care. That's not chesed, that's vatran. Vatran means a person who looks away. No, Hashem is Baal Mishpat. He doesn't look away. Everything, there are consequences to everything. But he's definitely a Rav Chesed. He's definitely forgiven. He's definitely Chanuna Marbe Lisloach. But we have to activate the Slicha. What does it mean that we're not allowed to say that he's Vatran? Not because he's a Baal Nekama Chas V'Shalom. Ela Shekmo Shemiteva HaAdam. It's just a plain reality. Just like we know, naturally, im yochal ma'achal shebetivo hu mekalkel u mazik legufo. If a person intakes food that is harmful to his health, yazik lo oto ha'machal, that food is going to be harmful. That's it. It's a teva. O gam yechelem imenu chas v'shalom, he can even become sick from it. V'im sama mavetu yamut mimenu. And if it's poison, deathly poison, he will die from it. Now, who's to blame? The poison? Yeah. He is the one who is to blame. You did something that inevitably causes the consequence that happened. Ken hu b'inyan ha'avonot shel ha'nefesh ha'chotet chas v'shalom. That's the exact same thing now that we learned in the previous prakim, that our Torah and mitzvot is like mezonot. It's the food of the world. The world is nizol. All the olamot are nizon through our Torah and mitzvot, and chas v'shalom, the opposite. So then we understand, kevan sheken kava hu yitbarach birtzona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established. That is reality. That's the reality that Hashem created. Teva sidur matzavam ve'inyanehem shel ha'olamot. This is the nature of how the worlds are constructed. Shema'ase ha'adam atovim ora'im, chas v'shalom, hem kenyan ma'achal u'mazon lahem. That the actions of a person, good or bad, chas v'shalom, are like food, nourishment to the worlds. En shayach vatranut baze. What's shayach over here to be mevater? What do you mean mevater? You did something that just removed, you shut off the lights. You're saying, why are the lights off? You turned off the lights. That's all. Now, are there ways to bring back the light? Yes, sure, definitely. But But you cannot say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zvatran, so even if I switched off the lights don't go off. That's the way the world was created, that if you do such a chet, then Or and Kedusha is mistalek min ha'olamot, and instead comes in Kochot HaTum'ah. The only way to empty out the venom, the dirt, the filth of the tum'ah that he caused to increase due to his avonot in the world, it's only through those two ways. Either chas v'shalom through onesh, of course, who wants that? Or teshuvah shelema ve'amitit. So now we begin to learn and to understand a little bit the inyan of adding and increasing bracha. Umerav otzem tzorech avodatenu hakdosha bichlala el atzmut kiyum ha'amadat ha'olamot. And now we begin to see how great and awesome is the need, is the importance of our Avodah HaKadosha in general to the kiyum of the structure of the worlds. We sit down to eat matzot and to say the Haggadah Leil Pesach. We have to understand, we're not just doing something physically. We're doing something that is necessary for kiyum ha'olam. Remember that statement that we learned, that we quoted from the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit a few parakim ago. And the Gemara says, "Keshem she'i efshar la'olam belo ruchot, kachi efshar la'olam belo Yisrael." Just like it's impossible for the world to be mitkayem without wind, it's impossible for the world to be without those who keep the Torah and the mitzvot. And so our eating of matzah is not just for us. Our educating our children is not just for us. It has its ripple effect, its echo, and its continuous energy, right? The law of conservation of energy, that energy continues on and on and on. If that's the case by the physical energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, how much more so by spiritual energy? So when we learn this, we learn Merav Otzem Tzorech Avodatenu HaKedosha Bichlala El Atzmut Kiyum. So we have what to answer the Rasha when he says, Ma Avodah Azot Lachem. We have what to answer the person who asks the question that we read in the Haftarah today, in Haftarah Shabbat HaGadol. Va'amartem shav avod Elokim. You'll say, well, what do we get out of serving Hashem? What is so important about it? What's so important about it? That's an echo of the words of the Rasha in the Leila Seder. Ma avodah zot lachem? Oh, the charoset is sticking to my stomach. Enough already. Right? That's the Rasha. Ma avodah zot lachem. Anyone who complains about eating matzah, you should know he's the second child. He's not the first one. Ma avodah zot lachem. So we have an answer to tell him. By learning Nefesh HaChaim, we see ma avodah zot lachem, how important this avodah is. It's so necessary. Lehamshich uleashpia betocham rav berachot vetosefot kedusha. It's to draw forth and to bring an abundance of blessing and holiness. How? Mitzad itchabrut atzmuto itbarach alehem. The more we keep the Torah and mitzvot, the more we are mekasher, the more we are causing the chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Kefi haratzon ha'elyon itbarach shemo, that's the way he designed it. Keinyan ha'achila ve'amazon kanal, which is the way, which is comparable to the concept of eating and nourishing the body. Vezeu retzono ukvodo itbarach. Now, this is the ratzon and the kavod of Hashem. If you remember, a few parakim back, we gave another word for this concept, and that is malchuto yitbarach. Remember when we say the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, so we said, we learned, that we're referring to tzad itchabruto leolamot. That Hashem's connection to the world, that's called malchut. Malchut, royalty, that's kevodo yitbarach. The more we do Torah and mitzvot, the more we're bringing about itchabruto la'olamot. Bringing about itchabruto la'olamot means leharbot kevod shamayim. See, we always use those words. to be marbe kevod shamayim. We even say Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Instead of it just being a plain statement of blessed is the glorious kingdom of Hashem forever. Okay, it's a very nice statement. But the depth of those words is that when we say Baruch, we are Mosif Koach v'tosefet ribui kedusha ba'olamot, which means we are making that Hashem is mitchaber more and more to this world. That is leharbot kevod shamayim, because that is to be mamlich et HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha'olamot. Mitam kamus itoid barach shemo. Do we understand this? We don't understand this, says the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, why does it have to be so? Because that's the immediate question that all of us ask. Okay, but who said? Why? Why does he make it like that? There comes a point where a human being has to understand that we're not going to be able to understand everything. We can't. That's the very definition of being human. If we would understand there, see, being human means to want to understand everything. It doesn't mean the ability to understand everything. No. If we would be able to understand everything, we're not humans. But human beings have godliness in them. And the godliness in them brings that crazy desire of, I want to know it all. And if I don't know it all, then it doesn't exist. That's the fallacy of a human being. Because he has in him elakut. And mitzad elakut, you're supposed to know everything. But we're put into this world, into a physical world, with many mechitzot. We're not able to know why Hashem created the world this way. He didn't tell us why. He told us that it is so. Why? Mitam kamus ito yidbar. Kamus means hidden. It's the reason for this is hidden. Only Hashem knows. Asher en bicholtenu lehasig. We cannot understand, we cannot fathom. V'ra'ui lechol ish me'am ha'kodesh, asher libo chared, shiyihyu ma'asav retzuyim lefanav yidbarach. And therefore, it is proper for each and every Jew from the holy nation who desires very much that his deeds, that his mitzvot, should be pleasing in front of Hashem. So you want it to be pleasing. It's ra'ui, it's befitting, it's appropriate. Letzaref zot ha-machshava v'tohar ha-kavana ha-retzuya v'esek ha-torah u-ma'ase ha-mitzvot kula. Letzaref, to add, to accompany all our doings of Torah and mitzvot with this pure thought and kavana. What is it again? Lehamshich ulehosif al yede oto hamazon kedusha ve'or chadash beha'olamot. He just gave you in one line the crux of everything that we've been speaking about, to be able to have it in mind before we eat maror, before we stand up to say kiddush, before we put on tefillin, before we put a nickel in the tzedakah, before we do anything. If we can ever remember, once in a while, to remember letzaref. Letzaref means there are other kavanot we're supposed to have, right? First kavana is, I'm doing a mitzvah. That's the basic. Be mitzaref, add to that thought that I am being mamshich umosif al yedei otom hamazon. This that I'm doing a mitzvah, it's a mazon for the world. I'm drawing forth, I am adding kedusha ve'or chadash beha'olamot. Was it worth it coming tonight just to hear that? I know you knew this already. Aval, still, to hear it again, it's always very important. That's part of the L'shem Yichud. Very good point, by the way. I know it's not your question. I'm just saying what he just said here is included in the L'shem Yichud.
So if he's doing that, then he gets the mitzvah, which is giving all shefa to the world. But at the end of the day, if he doesn't have that machshava,
Does it have the same effect?
Less, yeah.
So if you remember, he answered that at the end of Shaar Aleph. At the end of Shaar Aleph, he said the main thing is to do the mitzvah. If you remember, that's what he was very adamant about. The main thing is to do the mitzvah. I did have in mind a while ago, and it just didn't come about, to study with you in this setting, to study with you two tshuvot of the Ben Ish Chai in Shelot Tshuvot Torah Lishma. I think it's like Tet Vav and Tet Zayin. I have to check it up again. Be'ezrat Hashem, I even made the copies for it. to learn. What was the question there? Your question. The question is, if let's say I don't have these kavanot, does it have the same effect? Do I have to always have this kavanah in order for my mitzvot to have the effect of mazon leha olamot? So the Ben Ish Chai addresses that and even quotes Nefesh HaChaim. And so Be'ezat Hashem will do that. And the answer is that no, even if you don't have the kavanah, but if you do the mitzvah kehilchata, if you do the mitzvah with all the dinim, it has its effect. Is there a, does it go further? Is there a more enhanced quality to the mitzvah, and therefore also quality to its effect? Of course there is. But even if a person didn't have this kavanah, the mitzvah reaches very far places. We'd like to see that inside with you. Be'ezat Hashem, we'll learn that. Many times we say, yeah, so you see, even though I'm not mechaven, and many times in other tefillot, especially by the Amim Noraim, we say that it should be al da'at ha'ari kadosh, ve'al da'at Rashbi, ve'al da'at Yonatan ben Uziel, and we bring everybody over there. What is that? What do you mean al da'at? What is that, fun? It's a joke? It's not a joke. We, by attaching ourselves, like Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev, has hineni mikasher atzmi, right? To be mikasher ourselves, to attach ourselves to the tzaddikim, many times we can use like a sort of shortcut, litvos tramp, you know, to jump on the bandwagon of the big tzaddikim sometimes. But mitzvah bo yoter mi b'shlucho. It's always best that a person should on his own as much as possible. Did you tell me something? No. Yesh lecha
I'm flying.
Ani?
Ze it's two worlds. Ze kmo shebechol davar, kmo sheyesh fizi veruchani, bekol davar b'chayim shelanu. Az yesh ha'maasim she'ata oseh ve'pogim b'cha fizi, nezakim b'guf. אף אחד לא חי עולם שהמעשים גם יכולים ממש לגרום נזק בעולם הרוחני שתורם לך לתפקד.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we see, we're learning here that the effects that we see physically are a reminder of us that there's also a spiritual realm where our deeds affect.
Just a point that the rabbi said before, if the goyim would know how much damage they did by destroying the Beit HaMikdash for themselves, They wouldn't
have done it, the Gemara in Sukkah says.
So that's how I
attached to this, absolutely. I think we mentioned it recently. Yes, yes,
very good. You also mentioned when you're doing a mitzvah, if you have in mind the kavanah, I want to connect closer to Hashem by doing this mitzvah, this is a kesher to be closer to Hashem.
So very good, that's this inyan you're saying. You're saying if a person has in mind to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvah, that's a form of understanding that through my mitzvah, Hashem is mitchaber leha'olamot. So you're coming about it the other way, but it's the same. It's the same inyan. Hashem is zakenu that we should be able to have, you know, use a Haggadah. By the way, try to use Haggadot that before each mitzvah, first of all, they make you aware of the mitzvah that you're about to do, and it gives you a little, you know, leshem yichud or hineni mukhan muzumah, whatever it is, but to be, you know, prepared, not just to do the mitzvah and realize that you did it only after you did it. You know, many times that's what happens, you know, like we do Amida. So when do you realize you said Atachonen? After you said Atachonen. Chaval. But to be prepared beforehand, you know, I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that. That is very important. That's very important. Konenut, right? Kavana is the same word as Konenut. Kav Vavnun, same shorish.
Before every Racham, the 18th.
כן, אני משם, זה לא אני, החפץ חיים, בסוף ספר שמירת הלשון, he says that a person before each and every bracha, some sidurim took it on, and they did that, should have in mind, let's say for example, Refaenu, all right, easy one, Refaenu. So before he starts Refaenu, he should say, I'm about to ask Hashem for refua, and I'm going to thank him for it also. Refaenu Hashem, oh, that's a whole different world. Now you're doing it with, you know what you're doing. Not, you're saying Refaenu, it means, please heal me. You said it already, and now you're going back, and no, before you say it, you have in mind. It takes avodah, you know, it's obviously.
And then you find yourself here when everybody left.
Right. So there are, you know, quick ways to do it, but yeah, you're right. It takes work. There are some sidurim that took that on, And before each bracha, they give you the title, you know, so you know what you're going into. Problem is that also becomes routine, and you look at it, and you don't know what you're thinking. No, but I'm joking. The truth is, it's possible. It's possible. Before each bracha, before I meant also, before each mitzvah, right? The night of the Seder, or let's say we're coming to put on tefillin, put on talit, or Birkot HaShachar. How about Birkot HaShachar? How about Birkot? But the reason why I say Birkot HaShachar is Birkot HaShachar is about thanking for, let's say, Baruch Hashem Malbish Arumi. What's Malbish Arumi? Thank you for clothing. Yeah. We have clothing, Baruch Hashem. You have a whole closet filled with suits, with pants, with shirts. That's a lot of cotton and silk and fabric that, you know, it came from somewhere. Someone didn't have such an easy time, you know, because of what we have. So all of that was made for you. That's what that bracha is. So imagine saying, and so stop before one bracha, lefachot, for one bracha, I'm about to say thank you for clothing. Go even like this, touch the, Rabbi Mill used to say that, he said, touch the begadim, touch the clothing, say, malbisharumim, that's how he used to say baruch malbisharumim, say like that, then it's a whole different bracha. A whole different bracha. Yeah. Imagine we have such a long, I'm sorry, I'm sort of rambling. We have such a long bracha in the morning, shachrit, talking about what? The sun. A long bracha about the sun. And nobody's thinking about the sun. Nobody's thinking to say thank you for sunlight. The sunlight is so beautiful. Everybody enjoys sunlight. Today, you know, you came to shul, it was raining, right? When you left shul today, wasn't it so beautiful? It's beautiful. What is that? That's sunlight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something so beautiful. Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet says, "Umatok ha'or la'enayim lir'ot et ha'shemesh." Matok ha'or la'enayim lir'ot et ha'shemesh. It is sweet for the eyes to see the light of the sun. It is sweet for the eyes. You know what Rabbeinu Yonah says? Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'arei Teshuvah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'arei Teshuvah. Says, what is Shlomo HaMelech b'chokhmato? What is he teaching us in this pasuk? You know what he's saying, Rabbeinu Yonah? He says, a person should train himself to enjoy sunlight. You know why? Because there's going to come a time in our life, let's say when we're 118 years old, let's say, where, you know, we don't really enjoy anything anymore. It's very hard to enjoy what we used to enjoy when we're 118 years old. But there's one thing that doesn't get old, and there's one thing you can still enjoy from wherever you are, and that is the sunlight. Now, if you're going to remember to think about that only when you finally get to 118 years old, you're not going to enjoy the sunlight. It takes training. So Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, train yourself that when you walk in the street, and it's a nice day, and there's sunlight, train yourself to say, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I love you so much. It's such a beautiful day. Thank you. Wow, it's a tanuk. And it might be fake in the beginning. You know, it might be like you don't really mean it. And, you know, make sure nobody's listening so they don't think you're really crazy. And just between you and yourself, little by little, you know what happens, Abotai? After a while, you gained the sun. You know what I'm talking about? You actually begin to enjoy it. So you know what you did? You gave yourself the sun. So in other words, when the time comes when food doesn't even mean anything to us anymore, but you still are happy because you're able to look out the window and you see sunlight. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech teaches us. So imagine, we say the bracha and we don't think about it. Baruch ata Hashem yotzer ha-meorot. Toda kadosh baruch hu sheyatzart ha-meorot kol kach yafim. Mele'im or. Look how we sing about it on Shabbat. It's so funny. We spend so much time. We sing and we the whole thing. And nobody's realizing what they're singing about. I keep on saying, I'm very criticalizing nobody. Maybe everybody is. Maybe, but I'm talking about myself, so I think everybody is the same way. We talk about how beautiful. We sing about it. It's such a chaval that we don't really put our minds to it. If we would, and the day of Shabbat, we do it double, right? The Birkat Yotzer O becomes expanded version on Shabbat, because the day of Shabbat is the time where we have time to sit back and actually enjoy that which we really supposed to be enjoying on Monday also, but we have the excuse that we have to go to work, so we don't have time to enjoy. Shabbat, what's our excuse? So Shabbat, we have a longer Yotzer O. A longer, you know, we sing it out. All this came from the idea that putting a little bit thought before we begin something gives us a chance to actually do it correctly. not to run into it, and then iglai milta lemafreya, you know, to have kavana lemafreya, that's only bidiavad. Exactly. Your connection and you develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Absolutely. We'll end with this. Yes, Rabbi Rachamim. Hikon likrat Elokecha Yisrael. Yafe meod. Hikon likrat Elokecha Yisrael means get ready before your God, O Israel. That's the meaning of the pasuk. Get ready. Have konenut. Chazak uvaruch. So that's a good idea and topic to have in mind this week. Do we have? Yeshanu, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Chananeah ben Akashia Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael, Lefichach Yerba Lahem Torah Umitzvot Sheneemar, Adonai Chafetz Leman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Anyone for Kaddish?
כדוד קדוש מרבא ואמא דיבר פירותיו ונפרותיו בצורה פוקנים גם משפה אמן היכון יום יכון וחיית רובת ישראל בעגלה ובזמן קריב עם הוא אמן
אמן יש מרבא מברך
יש מרבא ועלם 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 ועלם
Amen. Amen.